Episode 2373, Preparation is Key.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy happy day. Are you ready for the weekend? Yes, it's Friday. Yay! And I'm so excited. It's Confession of an Upset Mama. And I got to tell you, I'm tired. Are you tired? I don't know. It seems like it's a longer week than normal, yet we had Monday off. So how can that be? We'll take a deep breath. Preparation is key. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, you may be in the middle of summer, but change is coming. Change is around the corner. No one likes hard work, but preparation is key for the success of your child. And yes, we are talking about the new school year. Oh, no. I get it. Close your ears, close your eyes, no more talk. But my son mentioned it recently to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I groaned. And then I'm thinking, well, if he mentioned it, that means he's definitely thinking about it, which means I need to start thinking about it, and I don't want to start thinking about it. You know, how it all begins. Well, when we look at what our children need from us, we have to understand it's tough for us to begin that preparation, but we need to begin to prepare our children for another round of school, especially even when we don't know what it's going to look like. Do you know what your school board's doing? Maybe you homeschool and you're like, I don't know even what I'm going to do. Life is a little bit different. Maybe you're having problems and troubles actually getting materials. Confusion produces confusion, leading primarily to hesitation. And with hesitation comes what? We are frozen. We just don't move. We don't know what to do next. Who wants to get stuck in a position that hurts both you and your child? Preparation is key. But how does that work when you don't have the answer? Well, you got to build security in the unknown. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Build security in the unknown. And who really likes to work with the unknown? I don't. I don't think anybody does. Why do you think we have recipes when we go fix a special dish in our kitchen? Because we want someone to tell us how to do it. That's why we go and spend money for a coach. That's why we go to school. We want to learn from someone who's gone before us. We want to gain their knowledge. But what happens when there's not much there to deal with? What happens when you're coming off of a pandemic? What happens when you've got a school board that doesn't know how to do things because they've never been in this position before? And then you've got parents that are scratching their heads going, I don't even know what to do either. I'm trying to raise my children, but I don't know what this looks like. And then you have everything else that's all a buzz in society. What do you do? Sometimes you have to do the work that no one else wants to. You just have to do it. So instead of hanging up your hat, I want you to really think about what you can do in preparation for what's to come. It's really looking at it going, what can I do right now as a parent? Because I don't know about you, I don't like to react as a parent. I am not a good actress when it comes to reacting. Because usually my reacting involves a little bit of a temper. And then I get mad. And then I get frustrated because I'm mad. And then I get frustrated and mad at my child, which really is just because what? It's all the unknown. It boils down, I don't have the answer. But you can build security in the unknown. It's not easy, but it can be done. So what does that look like when it comes to real life application? How can we help our children? Because yes, they're already talking about school. And I know maybe that puts a smile on your face because maybe that will bring some normalcy to your life. Maybe you're like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have some normal in our lives where we know what to expect instead of always working with the unexpected. So how can we prepare for that? Number one, you got to work with the strengths and the weaknesses. You know your child best. So don't run away from what is unknown. Build security by embracing your child's strengths and weaknesses. Work with them on that. If your child is outgoing, then get excited. Guess what, babe? You are going back to school and you're going to get to spend more time with your friends. And like last year, you didn't have much of a choice, but this year it's going to be different. If you have a high schooler, talk it up big time. Now, if you have someone who's an introvert, someone who's a little more quiet, then work with that too and say, you know what? It's okay. There are going to be people that are going to school and they're not going to want a lot of craziness around them. You're going to find your group of people again. Now, also, I want to put in a little kind of advertisement here. Because we're coming off of the cusp of the pandemic, because we've never experienced this before, understand that who your child hung out with before may be different than who your child hangs out with in the new school year. I want to just place that in your mind now. That can be for good or for bad. There's no win or lose situation here. I just want you to have an open mind about it. And also, I want you as a parent to have an open mind, because that may mean that you're hanging out with people that you didn't expect to hang out with. And maybe the friends of your children are no longer, you know, going to be, you know, their parents aren't going to be friends of yours, so to speak. And maybe you're going to be hanging out with different people. That's all right on both counts. So be careful not to pigeonhole, number one, your child and yourself in this. So you can look at what you need to build up your child when it comes to their strengths and weaknesses. You got to do the same for yourself. And a lot of us have gone through some major changes. A lot of us have changed, hopefully for the better. But that may mean that someone that you had a question mark and like, oh, I don't know if I want my child playing with this particular child. It may be different now. So be open to that. I just want to put that little bug in your ear, because we don't think about this. This is new territory we're experiencing. I'm experiencing it with you. And so it's, you know, new ground, but we're going to conquer it together. And one way we can do that is work within our strengths and our weaknesses, especially with our child. Help them embrace who they are. Number two, focus on the positive. Here's where the benefits stand out. What your child likes about school needs to become the focus initially. It can't be the only thing, but initially it helps get your child headed in the right direction. And that's the key here, right? The preparation is to get your child headed in the right direction. It's that launching pad. If you can get them in the right direction, they're off to a better start. Not the perfect start, but a better start, which gives you as the parent opportunity to continue to build for them and to help them and to maneuver and then to pivot and then to say, oh, this is great. Now stay right here. All of this comes from the positive. So work with the strengths and weaknesses, focus on the positive. And finally, number three, let go of limitations. When you don't know what to expect, you begin to set the limitations so you can prepare. But limitations are confining. They hold you back. You have to be willing to walk the unknown to learn and to grow. And that's hard to do because we get comfortable. Remember, this is territory that's uncharted. We've never gone here before. It's like a Star Trek, Next Generation type of event. I know you, maybe you don't like Star Trek, the Next Generation. So whatever you like, maybe it's Marvel, okay? It's a planet, it's a discovery that we've never been there before. So let go of those limitations. Open yourself up to saying, you know what? I'm ready to learn and to grow, both as a parent, and I'm willing to help my child do the same thing. But we have to be willing to let go of those limitations and say, you know what? Just because this is how it was doesn't mean this is how it will be. When we set expectations, we can actually set ourselves up for failure faster. And failing fast is a good thing, but when we're starting in something new, we want to have the feeling of success first before we fail fast, because then that gives us a great trajectory as to where we're headed. So to think we are actually beginning to talk about school, oh my gosh, it sends chills up my spine. What about you? Are you a little nervous? Maybe you're excited too. I mean, I'm a little bit of everything. I've got a daughter graduating from college, and then my son, our youngest, is going to be a junior in high school. And I'm thinking, how can this be that my youngest is a junior? Oh, I need to think about my age, which I don't think about, but it does come up every once in a while. And then I'm thinking, how much longer till everybody's out of the house? No, I'm not going to celebrate that because they keep coming back and they usually come back with a lot more. So that's all right. Our family only keeps growing. But when you begin to look at all of that and you put it in this basket, you're like, oh my gosh. And you kind of have this reality check moment as in, am I going to be able to make it? Can I handle this? I'm here to tell you, Mom, you got this. Dad, you got it too. But you have to be willing to say, you know what? I may make mistakes. Oh, no, wait. I'm going to make mistakes. No doubt. But it's really about the reality of what's next. That's what you're headed for. Every day is a new day, so don't let the sun go down without preparing for what's to come. Preparation is key, and when you prepare, it allows you to have a smile more on your face. Frowns don't look good. No, they don't. Smile more often. So go out and prepare for an incredible school year that's around the corner. I know your child will appreciate it, and I know you will too. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.